Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Home-Based Employment, What Employers Want. Your host for today is Ms. Barbara McKeon. Ms. McKeon, you may begin.
Thank you, Alma. Good evening, everyone. My name is Barbara McKeon, and I'm the Director of Employment, Programs and Services at the New York City Southern New York Chapter. And I'd like to welcome all of you to the fifth call in our 2012 Employment Teleconference Series. We would like to thank Accorda for their sponsorship of this program, and the New York City Southern New York Chapter would also like to thank the Peter J. Sharp Foundation for their sponsorship as well. Joining me as hosts on the call this evening are Steve Nissen, Senior Director of Employment Programs with the National Capital Chapter in Washington, D.C., and Christina Forster, Employment Services Manager for the Greater Delaware Valley Chapter. Please know that this evening's call will be recorded and available to you at the end of the series. After our speakers have completed their presentations, there will be time for your questions. Please jot down any questions you have during the call so you're prepared to ask them during the Q&A period. Please ask your questions completely because we will be muting your line once your question is asked in order to get to as many questions as possible. Steve, Christina, and I will give you our contact information at the end of the program so you can forward your questions to us should time run out, and we'll do our best to get them answered. At the conclusion of tonight's call, we will be polling the audience in an effort to evaluate this program. This is a short survey of only 5 questions, so if possible, please stay on the line until the conclusion of the program to take the survey, as we really are interested in your feedback. Our program this evening, Home-Based Employment, What Employers Want, is being offered in response to a growing number of members who've called asking about home-based employment opportunities, otherwise known as telework. Telework is growing at a rapid rate. The aging of our workforce has caused employers to prepare for a time when there may be a shortage of workers, and they'll have to become more accommodating to employees such as older workers or workers with disabilities who might need the option of working from home. Some of the most popular telework jobs include programmer, web worker, help desk workers, lawyers, accountants, writers, graphic artists and designers, virtual administrative assistants. Airlines, delivery, and order centers all use customer service agents, many of which work from home. And as with any other type of job search, searching for telework opportunities requires patience, persistence, and knowledge about the field. Knowing what employers look for in a work-from-home employee and how to best present your skills in a resume may give you an edge in this ever-growing employment option. And these are the things that our speakers will be talking about this evening. So I would like to introduce our first speaker, is Sally Jones. Sally is the Senior Manager of Home Agent Recruiting at Convergys Corporation, and Sally's going to tell you a little more about that. So welcome, Sally.
Hey, thank you, Barbara, and thanks for inviting Convergys to take place in this. I'm so really grateful to have this opportunity. So I was thinking about, you know, what do you know about Convergys and what do you need to know? Well, one of the things that you need to know is we have jobs available and the jobs are home-based. Convergys is a customer relationship management company. We're global. We have 70,000 employees globally. But one of our fastest growing and really exciting areas of the business is the home agent program. We currently have about 3,000 people working in the North American area in terms of all the different states that we have here. We do have some in Canada as well. We are opening up some sites in Latin America, but we're not doing home-based there yet. Those are still, you know, relatively call center-based. So we provide customer service support, sales and service support to our customers' customers. Well, what does that really mean? Well, think about it. If you have a problem with your cable bill or you want to change plans on your cell phone and you call customer service, you very well may be speaking to one of my customer service agents from Convergys. We have those types of programs. We also support major retailers. We did a project with an online retailer where we were taking all their Black Friday calls, and that was pretty exciting stuff. We, you know, cover a lot of territory with a lot of different types of businesses, but the one thing that we have in common is that the work is full-time, it is full or part-time, but it is regular employment. It is not contract. It is not, temporary in nature. It is, regular employment. So to become a home agent with Convergys, and some things that you might want to think about, well, how do you know if working from home is right for you? Do you like shoveling snow and driving and spending all your money on gas? If so, working from home might not be the right thing. If you enjoy the chit-chat in the elevator and waiting in line to use the microwave, working from home might not be for you. If you like to put on high heels and wear makeup to work, working from home might not be your thing. But if on the flip side of that, you'd rather be paid by the hour and you'd rather, put your time in, when you clock in is when you sit down at your computer, and when you clock out is when you turn it off at the end of the day, and boom, your commute's over, you're home. Those are some absolute benefits. So what do we look for these positions? We are looking for people who really enjoy the freedom and flexibility of working from home, but have the understanding that these are real jobs. So it's not, like you'll be able to just come in and choose, what hours of the day you're going to work. You'll be scheduled. It's like going to work. We're looking for you to have a home office or at least a quiet place in your home where you can take calls. And you'll be, helping people resolve issues. So you need to like working with people. You need to like helping people. We're looking for people with, good computer skills, because you don't have someone in the cube next to you to say, hey, come over here, my computer's acting up. You have to kind of troubleshoot that on your own. So we are looking for people who are, really comfortable working with computers and not just, your basic social networking, but we're talking about, a lot of different types of programs, being able to juggle multiple windows and multiple programs and at the same time. All of those things are really valuable. People that have experience in sales, that have experience in customer service, and, if you've had any call center experience, obviously those are exciting, and great qualifications as well. But really what we're looking for is somebody that, understands that this is a real job, that you can forge really great, solid relationships with your coworkers, even though you may never meet them face-to-face. It's a great environment. We've grown from just a few people doing it to 3,000 people, and it is an area that we continue to hire for. So we're hiring in most of the states in the United States. There are some that we are not actively working in today, although we are accepting applications from all of our states because we do anticipate being able to do business in all of them by the end of the year. So I'm sorry if I'm speaking too fast, but I just wanted to make sure that I was giving you the full rundown. Again, these are, full-time positions. We do offer full benefits, and there is career pathing. Most of the managers, the team leaders, they all work from their home offices as well. And about 72% of our managers in Convergys have had more than one job. In my recruiting staff, I have several people who started as agents and have become part of my recruiting team. So we definitely believe in encouraging and fostering growth and providing opportunity for you to continue to learn. Barbara, I appreciate you inviting me here to speak tonight. And if anybody has any questions, certainly feel free to shout out to me when we get to that part of the program.
Great. Thank you so much, Sally. Hang on there, because I'm sure people will have plenty of questions. So our next speaker is Mary Korn, who is the principal owner of Pearl Interactive Network, and I'm going to let Mary tell you a little bit about Pearl. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I am on the phone with Lillian Schwinn. Lillian Schwinn is somebody who... I think, Lillian, how long have you been with me?
6 years.
Lillian's been with me for 6 years and started out doing end-to-end sales. And Lillian is now heading up our recruiting effort. So we have career pathways to Lillian, in many ways, has been our star employee, and I'll explain for all the reasons why. So we are a for-profit social enterprise. We hire skilled and talented people, people who have the skills and talents but have challenges to work. 100% of our employees are people who have physical challenges. About 65% of our employees are service-disabled veterans. Among the services we provide are call center, administrative service, help desk, and now we've had a huge surge from businesses outside of ourselves wanting to work with us to provide staffing. In fact, Convergys is one of the companies that we're talking to about providing staffing to. So among our clients are Pennsylvania Medicaid, Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. We have a contract with the National Association of Social Workers. We've won several awards. We won. We were nominated by Business Week Bloomberg Reports as one of the most outstanding social enterprises of 2010. We won the State of Ohio Award for Best Social Entrepreneur. So I have a fact sheet that I prepared that I think was distributed, but I thought I would just review it. So one question is how do you get a job with our company? So there are a couple of ways that you can do it, but one is going to our website. Our website is pearlinter.org, PEARLINTER.org, and registering at our site and submitting your resume even if there isn't a position open. And Lillian, do you have any other words of wisdom for people seeking jobs?
I'm sorry, my phone cut out. I didn't hear the second half of what you said. I apologize.
So I was suggesting that if people are interested in a job with us, to go to our website and register. Even if we don't have a position open, it's really good to keep your resume online.
Yes.
But did you have anything you want to add?
It's always helpful to add a cover letter and make sure you complete the online application and also complete the referral section. And that way, when we do have something, you're already in our system. And, you know, we can do a search and find qualified candidates right away, and then you'll get a call when we have an opening.
How much do we pay? It depends on the position. The pay range usually starts at minimum $850. We've had positions go up as high as $20 an hour, but the $20 an hour positions usually is a base plus some type of commission. How would we be trained? We train people online. We use WebEx. We use webinars. We do conference calls. We also have ongoing training. Another question we're asked is, how do I know your company is legitimate? Well, first of all, we're registered with Dun & Bradstreet. And also, I would suggest that people go to the Columbus, Ohio Better Business Bureau where they can check a rating on us. What are the expectations for our employees? We want employees who want to commit to work with us and become a part of our team. We want dedication. We want consistency in performance, and we want a great work ethic. What are the advantages of working with us? We're committed to being an organization that takes care of our employees. I think a big departure from us compared to other companies that offer home-based is we are completely committed to hiring people with disabilities, so much so that our phone system was integrated with assistive technologies. So we have the ability to hire completely blind, and our phone system actually has the capability of hiring people who don't have use of their hands. So we picked our phone system because we wanted to accommodate people who have disabilities. Also, our website is universally accessible, and I mentioned all the things that are special about Lillian, and I know it could be a whole webinar by itself, and I don't mean to embarrass you, Lillian, but Lillian is our super user, so Lillian is a JAWS user, and whenever we have programs or systems we want to implement, we make sure that Lillian tests it out and makes sure that our website is accessible and that any systems, products, or services that we want to buy, that Lillian actually tests the systems for us. We also try to mentor, so if there's other JAWS users, we try to have them mentored by other JAWS users. We also have conference calls. We used to have conference calls daily, but our employees have told us it's just too much. So we have regularly scheduled calls with our employees for the dual purpose of talking about productivity and performance, but also to create a sense of community, a sense of team, a sense of neighborhood, because we don't have that water cooler. We also have an employee newsletter, and at times we have people who come on and speak to our employees about different benefits that they should be aware of. Can employees work full-time or part-time? Employees could work both. We have some part-time positions, and we have some full-time positions. So we are aware of the SSDI limitations. We're respectful of that, and we can work with it. The other thing that makes us unique is I believe that if you're going to succeed in hiring people with disabilities, there's a different technique to how you manage people with disabilities, and there's a certain forgiveness that you need to have. Because in our experience, a lot of our employees, they need to take time off for doctor's appointments, especially our veterans. We know that when you go to the veterans hospital, it could be a day, it could be multiple hours. We understand that. There's a sensitivity to that. In terms of the software, or what are the general specifications for equipment and software? So this is on our website, and it's you can read this, because everything I'm going over, if it hasn't been sent to you, we have our FAQs on site. So we actually have what kind of expectation we have for your computer system, and ideally it's a computer system that is compatible with our phone system. Ideally, you would have Microsoft Office, you'd have a dedicated workspace, you'd have computer software that includes whatever assistive technologies you require, good lighting, high-speed internet, cable preferred, and there may be additional client-specific requirements. What are the criteria for home-based agents? Condition that requires a home-based position. So we have found that we have probably about a 4% turnover rate, and I think that the reason why we have such strong retention is because when we hire people who have to work from home, our employees really value the position. We're looking for people who are financially stable enough that the electricity stays on, the rent is paid, that we know that from day to day you can support the cost of your home office. This came from a lot of hard experience where I actually had really challenging experiences when I hired employees who didn't pay their rent, so they couldn't get to their home office because their landlord padlocked their apartment so they couldn't get in. They didn't pay their phone bills. They didn't pay their internet bills. So I won't go on anymore with that, but highly motivated, works well with supervision, and works well independently. I know I'm saying two different opposite things, but we need someone who can work with supervision, but yet also has the capability of being home without that water cooler, without that team support, someone who can work alone for hours, a dedicated workspace. Besides the job, what do you do for your employees? We do job-specific training. As I mentioned, we provide support groups, a kind of a supportive environment through these conference calls and team calls. We provide educational updates on benefits, and wherever possible, we create career pathways within our company. Okay, so how do we screen home-based agents? We actually have skills training that could be performed online. Different clients expect different levels of background checks. We sometimes require fingerprinting, drug screening. We also do a thorough background check. And it's not infrequent to have multiple levels of interviews. Okay, I think I answered all the questions that I thought people might have.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Lillian. And so now we're going to move to our final speaker for the evening with Jennifer Anthony. Jennifer is a nationally published resume expert and is here tonight to share resume tips for both home-based employment resumes as well as resumes in general. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, hello. Before I get started on the tips, I want to explain a little bit of my background and how I sort of became the telework expert in this realm. When I first started, I was a military wife stationed overseas in Germany, and finding positions on post was proving difficult. So I started looking into virtual work, and I started working closely with Chris, her last name is escaping me right now. Rat Race Rebellion. She runs Rat Race Rebellion. And she wrote the book Work at Home Now, The No-Nonsense Guide, blah, 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 Finding Your Home-Based Job. Okay. I worked within, before she started Staff Centrix, she had the military virtual assistant training program. So when I first started teleworking, I started in the realm of virtual assisting. And a lot of my projects that I did while I was building this business, because, you know, when you start a business, no matter what it is, it's slow. A lot of my virtual assisting projects were assisting recruiters, assisting hiring managers, doing background screening. So I've kind of been on all sides of this. I've worked with recruiters. I've worked from home. I mean, I've exclusively worked from home since my son was a baby, and he's almost 11. So during that time, I've also worked with as a contract, in contract positions, and as an employee for various companies. Like Sally mentioned, Convergys. With Convergys, you are an employee. There are a few competitors I can think of. We're also, it's very similar. It's a call center company. You're an employee. I've done some of that. Also, for people who don't want to be on a scheduled shift or who cannot be on a scheduled shift, another option that people can think about is freelance writing. The largest name I can think of off the top of my head would be Demand Media Studios. They hire writers who write for eHow and Livestrong. Or if you are an expert, say your former career, you know, you were an accountant or a financial planner or something, you can sign up on a website called eVisors, and you can actually give your advice for pay. So there's other options other than just being a full-time employee. You can be a contractor in many different areas. Now, with all that said, with the resume writing, when you are applying for any position right now because of how bad the economy is, and especially when you are applying for a remote position, your competition is completely insane. You're not, you know, if you're applying for a position in your town, you might be applying with 300 people. If you're applying to work, you know, for a call center company, you could be applying with 300 a day, 400 a day, 500 a day. It's insane. And you are competing, you know, in many cases with not just your country, but you're competing with Canadians, Australians, and other English speakers for these positions. So you really, really have to make an effort to shine and stand out. Most important, you should be emphasizing your abilities to work from home unsupervised, independently. And like Sally mentioned, you don't have the IT guy next to you to help you troubleshoot your software and computer problems. If you're in a call center and you're having a technical snafu, you can flag down a supervisor. You can get the IT guy there. It gets fixed. You have to not only be good on the customer service and be committed and able to work independently and all of those things, but you also have to be able to fix your internet problems. If your router drops the internet connection and you don't know how to fix it, that's going to be a problem with working from home. So you have to address this in your resume and in your cover letter. Don't leave this stuff out. It's very important. Also, what some people don't realize is when you are uploading your resume to an employer's website, you can't reliably copy and paste that information right out of your Microsoft Word document and copy and paste it into their system because it looks a mess. You actually have to take the time to convert your Microsoft Word file or your PDF or whatever format your resume is in before you go online. Take a few minutes and convert that to plain text and go through it, you know, make some spacing adjustments, clear out some characters that don't make sense, and format it to be able to be copied and pasted very neatly. Because a lot of times the formatting, when you're copying out of Microsoft Word, when you paste it into their database, it's a mess. And the information doesn't copy over properly, and you have to make lots of adjustments and changes. Let's see, what else? If you are also working remotely, another way to stand out is to take some online certification tests. Some of those websites that come to mind are brainbench.com or expertrating.com. Take some certifications and add that information to your resume. If you're going to be doing virtual assisting, join a professional association like the International Virtual Assistants Association and put that on your resume. Essentially, do anything you can to stand out. And that's pretty much all I have right now. I think we might be ready to open it up for questions.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I know we probably have tons of questions out there, so it's great. We have a lot of time for questions. So, Alma, do you want to instruct everyone on how to ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have a question, please press the number one key on your phone. Again, if you have any questions to ask, please press the number one key on your phone. Our first question is from Belinda. Belinda, go ahead. Belinda, your line is live. Please go ahead.
Would that be me, Linda?
Yes, ma'am. Belinda?
It's actually Linda. Could the speakers say the name of their websites again, Converge, and spell it, because it didn't come through as clear. I did some Google searches, but Convergence, the Pearl one, and there was, I think, a third one, too.
Absolutely. Thank you. Convergence, it's C-O-N-V as in Victor, ergys.com. And if you click on the company, you'll get to the career page, and you'll have the opportunity of seeing the different countries that we are in, as well as the regular call center jobs, and then there's a link for the work-at-home jobs. By applying for a work-at-home job with Convergys, you go through 7 steps of computer testing, because you have to have your system has to be meet the specs in order to be considered.
Mary, do you want to share your information?
Yes, it's pearlinter.org. That's PEARLINTER.org. Hey, Lillian, do they go to job opportunities?
Yes, you click on job opportunities, and then you can perform a keyword search or select from a list of categories. We also have a list of jobs on the site that you can pick from, and then it'll direct you to what we have open. You can view the job description, you can view the system requirements, and then you can complete the online application and upload your resume and cover letter.
And Jennifer, thank you. And Jennifer, do you want to just mention those brainbench.com, I believe it was, expert
brainbench,
rating?
Right, and expert rating. Those are the testing websites. So Brainbench is BRAINBENCH.com, and expert rating is EXPERTRATING.com. And for just basic resume tips, if you go to genwrites.com, it'll forward to the blog. That's JennWrites.com. You can read articles by me and by other resume writers. So
great,
that should help.
Great. Thank you.
Yes.
Alma, we can continue with questions.
Our next question is from Karen. Karen, go ahead.
You mentioned resumes, and my question is, how do you guys feel about a resume that was created as a website? Meaning instead of doing a traditional Word resume, I took all my activities and created a website, and I, in the past year, have sent that as a link to be opened, and it kind of pops and a little bit different. I don't know how that translates.
I can take that. Just from my point of view, it's creative, and it probably does help you stand out, but I believe it should be a supplement. I really do believe you need to have a traditional resume. You're going to be asked for it at some point in the hiring process, likely. I think it's a good supplement to have your resume, a web resume, a good social media presence. I think it's all-encompassing.
If I have my resume included in that?
Some people just are old school or stubborn or, you know, some people just don't want to open the links. Do you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
It could work in your favor and it could not.
Sally, Mary, do you have, as employers, do you have feelings about that?
Lillian, I refer to you.
Okay. In our case, you are required to go to our link, upload your resume and cover letter, and complete an online application. If you want to include the link in your resume and say, you know, for additional information and include the link in that, I see no problem with that. But in our case, we would email you and ask you to upload a resume in a, you know, document format.
And we would as well. Exactly.
Great. Thank you. Next question.
Our next question is from Cedric. Cedric, go ahead.
Thank you so much. My name is Cedric Reynolds. I have been in business for 15 years. I've been at the very top of the industry for over 15 years. My thing is I've actually had great accolades from every company at work. For the last 3 years, I've been without a career because my discipline hasn't really taken over me. I don't know what I should do right now. I'm looking primarily at the U.S. federal government, but of course not primarily. Just looking for something that I'm involved in without losing my job in the future. That's my question.
Can you just repeat that again, the last part, Cedric?
Sure am. I've been involved like the very top of the of everything for 15 years, and like the last 3 years for my disability, been taken over from me. So I've actually just been looking at the U.S. federal government because I want to be able to keep my job because that kind of scares me. Been in the business for 15 years now. For 3 years, I haven't had a job. I don't know what to do.
I guess maybe, Barbara, if I could just chime in. I think in this situation, it might be beneficial for you to reach out to your local chapter. I think and we'll be giving out our contact information later, but especially if you're discussing, you know, federal employment, those sorts of opportunities, those are things that we at the chapter might be more qualified to address than our speakers this evening. So, again, we'll be giving out our contact information later on, and just be sure to follow up with us. Okay?
Thank
you. This is Mary, and whatever you do, just don't give up. Just keep trying. And I know how frustrating it is. I know that we deal with people wanting jobs all the time, and I just encourage you, just keep one foot moving forward and never give up.
Thank you, Mary.
Our next question is from Ashley. Ashley, go ahead.
Hi. I have a question for Jennifer. I'm just graduating college now at 28. I actually get to graduate in May. And, I mean, I don't have as much stuff to put on a resume as these other people. I don't know what, I mean, I've only worked part-time or interned with companies, so I don't know what can make me stand out above anyone else. I mean, I have a business and marketing degree.
And that's still, part-time work. It's all still very valuable. You can learn and excel in any position, and I know that sounds hokey, but it's true. You just have to reach back. And even if your experience isn't consistent in one career path, you know, like if it was retail and then food service and then whatever, and you haven't had a job in your official major from college, that's fine. Just find in those previous positions, find the ways that you stood out and what made you special and, you know, what you contributed to the company. Even if you feel it's small, just get it down on paper. And people, I've found over the years, many, many years, that people are very hard on themselves. I hear this all the time. I don't have skills. I don't have accomplishments. I don't know. I just did my job. I just went to work and I did my job. Sometimes in this case, it's helpful to work with a resume writer. Sometimes it's helpful to work with a career coach. Sometimes, you know, if you're able to do this, get down to the library and find some books on resume writing, and don't copy the samples in the book. Go to the front of the book and do the exercises to help you pull out your accomplishments so that you can develop a resume. But you do have valuable experience, you just might not see it.
Thank you. Next question.
Our next question is from Mark. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Mark. I was just wondering if the people who are leading the call tonight, can they put together this information and perhaps send it out to all of us via email, if that is a possibility? It would be appreciated. So that's my request. Actually, I don't have a question, but I more have information to offer because I do have a multi-industry experience in healthcare, human services, social services, and I've been a hiring manager. I have friends as recruiters. So I did want to actually suggest that if people want to actually get funds or direction with getting back to work, in every state there is a vocational rehabilitation commission or office. That's literally the wording. And they actually work with persons of disabilities, and MS is a qualifying condition because I self-referred myself to this place, so I can speak with authority because I used to refer clients. I worked in outpatient mental health, and actually there is money available. They have counselors who specialize in working with people with all sorts of emotional, physical, or intellectual, or any sort of a condition that results in a functional limitation. There is also money there available for training. And depending on, and obviously this, there can be variances for state to state. It can be anywhere from a few thousand dollars to a lot if you've never had a bachelor's degree.
I'm going to stop for a moment, Mark, and I appreciate you bringing all of this up and just encourage people to call in next for the next call, because we're actually going to be talking about that very topic. And I believe, Christina, do we have someone from VR that's going to be talking about VR? Christina?
Hi. We have an individual who actually works for CAPS, which is the Client Assistance Program, which is related to VR, that we'll be speaking.
So that's a great resource. You're absolutely right, Mark, and truly appreciate you bringing that up. But we're actually going to be talking more about resources and how to get help in the call 2 weeks from now. So thank you for that. And we will try to put together additional information from this evening that perhaps wasn't sent out. If you did not get materials, I hear people saying that they did not get materials. We did send them out. Sometimes they wind up in your spam folder. I would suggest checking your junk or your spam folder. But if you still haven't gotten them for some reason, then please contact your local chapter and we'll make sure that you get them. Okay, Alma, can we go on with the next question? Thank you.
Our next question is from Joanne. Joanne, go ahead. Joanne, your line is live. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. Just wondering, when I apply for a lot of these positions, there's so much competition. If I get rejected, what would you say is a good time to reapply? I don't want to keep knocking on someone's door over and over again. What would you say is a good reapplication, you know, time again for a lot of these home-based positions?
Okay, so this is Mary with Pearl Interactive. And I have to tell you, one thing that really impresses me is if somebody goes through the trouble of calling us and just wants to introduce themselves and engage a conversation with us, to me that shows someone who really wants to go the extra step and converse and let us know what the skill sets are so that we'll remember them. And a really good example of someone who did that is I was introduced to someone who had an IT background, and we had no need for someone with that skill set. And two years later, we had a need for a Tier 1 help desk person who actually would work for us. And I remember that person because I was so impressed with him. I was so impressed with his references. And I never forgot how it took a lot of courage to get to know us and to make that call. So as much as possible, and I know it's really hard, especially you know for the really, really big contact centers, but try to get to know somebody. You know, LinkedIn could be real helpful to get the name of someone that you can engage with, because I really believe it's something that was said earlier in this conversation. There is a lot of competition, and one way to stand out from the competition is to network. And you could network through social media, or you could network by trying to find someone in that organization to befriend and get to know them, talk to them about your skills. I mean, we're people just like anybody else. So try to get to know somebody in the company. And think about using LinkedIn or even Facebook as a way to find people within the organization you might want to work with.
Thank you, Mary.
Our next question is from Catherine. Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. I first wanted to ask Sally Jones a question after a comment. I applaud you, Sally, for hiring so many people with disabilities. I'm wondering, you were saying that you would ideally want people to work at least 20 hours a week. I'm wondering if that can ever go down to 10 hours a week or 15 hours a week. And I'm wondering also the livestrong.com for freelance writing. There was another one in there, and I didn't get to write it down or type it out. I'm wondering if I could find out what that is. And for the woman who said she didn't have, the young woman, a lot of job experience, I was thinking maybe a functional resume would be good for her.
Well, you covered a lot of territory. That's great. And I agree, a functional resume for the young lady is definitely an option, absolutely an option. For Convergys, we do work with part-time schedules, and we are, you know, really wanting to partner and provide the best opportunities possible. The biggest challenge that we have is that we have training. Now, our training is paid training. It is all virtualized. You don't go to a classroom. So because of that, it is set with certain schedules and certain hours. So once you get through training, you know, your schedule can certainly be something a little bit more manageable. So those are our biggest challenges, but I would not want you to skip applying and think that we don't have anything that would work. I would absolutely encourage you to please come apply at Convergys so that we can, you know, see what we can get worked out for you. We'd be very interested in chatting with you more. And someone else might have the information on the Livestrong. I do not.
whatever, well, let me just interject there that just remember, everyone, this call is going to be recorded. It is being recorded, and we will have it on our website. You can listen to it over and over and over again. So if you did miss information, you will be able to listen to the program again and catch anything that you did miss that we haven't gotten to you. Okay, Alma.
Our next question is from Joan. Joan, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. I have a general question. I'm not too sure if you guys can answer that, but first of all, I want to thank you very much for the information you provided us. My question is, I inject myself daily, okay, which is pretty much covered by insurance and also covered by assistance fund. If I work and whatever I make, is that going to stop the funding? In other words, what type of income do I have to have before I'm cut off? Because the injections are like $2,000 a month.
Yeah, I'm going to interject here because our speakers are really not going to know about that information.
Yeah, I know.
Someone at your local chapter will. Can you tell me what chapter you're with?
New York City Southern.
Okay. That's my chapter, and okay. I'm going to give my information at the end of this call, so be ready to take it down later, and
okay.
You and I can have a conversation about that, okay?
Oh, great, because that was always in the back of my mind. I want to work, but I'm always hesitant.
Yes, understood. Okay, I will look forward to talking with you about that. Alma?
Our next question is from Lakeisha. Lakeisha, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My question is for Jennifer, and I apologize. I just wasn't writing fast enough for all the websites and all the places you suggested that we go, and I was asking if you could repeat those sites and where I could go online, like the Brain Bench and the...
Sure. Brain Bench and Expert Rating, they're just certification websites, so you can go and you can take certifications to place on your resume. But if you are you asking about those or the ideas that I have from working from home? Because we could talk endlessly about that.
I guess it was those, the ones that you mentioned.
You mentioned
three. What I want to just remind people is, again, this is being recorded. You can go back and listen to it and get anything that you missed. And I will get that information that Jennifer, the websites that she did mention earlier, and I'll make sure to get them out to everyone.
Okay.
We'll be getting that question a lot this evening. Alma?
Yes, ma'am. Our next question is from Barbara. Barbara, go ahead.
Thank you. I just have one question for Mary Korn. I applaud you for starting Pearl Interactive Network for primarily disabled people, regardless of the disability. I think that's absolutely wonderful. But I wondered what size your organization is, how many employees you have, and of those number, what are full-time versus part-time, generally?
Okay, so our contracts dictate full-time versus part-time. Our preference is hiring part-time for many reasons. So I would say today we're about 50% part-time versus full-time. I think that that's going to be changing soon. So we have contracts that come and go. Some are campaign-driven. So I'd say at any given time we're between 30 and 40 employees, but we've got contracts in the works that I'm hoping by year end we should be at around 100 employees.
Our next question.
Go ahead, Alma.
Our next question is from Monica. Monica, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, does Pearl Interactive offer benefits?
We don't, but that's going to change because I spend a lot of time in Washington working on federal contracts. Federal contracts dictate that we're going to have to be paying benefits, or if we're not going to be paying benefits, then we're required by law to pay employees the hourly equivalent as if they had benefits. So our contracts don't require it, but federal contracts do. So So the answer is not right this minute, but we will be having to as the federal contracts land. I would imagine no later than third quarter of this year that the contracts that require that we provide benefits are going to land. So it's just a matter of time.
Our next question is from Karen. Karen, go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Thank you all so much. I was wondering a couple of things. The first thing I would need to know is it required that you have a separate dedicated telephone line separate from your home phone, or is it sufficient just to, you know, disable the call waiting? And also, the laptop, I imagine you did, I think, mention the qualification, the requirements for that. And you mentioned that the competition is very stiff. Are there any other companies aside from yours that we might want to apply for? Apply to, I mean?
Sure. For Convergys, you know, we do have quite a few applicants that come through, but I can tell you that my recruiters look at and give consideration to everyone that comes through. We receive about 2,000 applications every week. And of those, the immediate testing of the computers, that has a significant impact. Those who pass the computer testing or pass some portion of the computer testing are immediately connected with one of my recruiters. So that's one thing to let you know that, you know, there are some human beings involved here, and we do give you full consideration. The other thing is you do not need a telephone line, a dedicated separate telephone line. For the way our system is set up, you actually take calls through your computer. We use voice over IP technology, and you use a USB headset, and that's how you take your calls. So, you know, the additional outlay of an additional phone line is not there. So just take a look at our website. It has all the specs very well listed out.
So this is Mary, and our system is like Convergys's, in that our employees work off of a voice over IP system that's driven through their computers. I like our employees to have a separate phone line so that they can participate on the conference calls with the teams. But some people can access that through through Skype. Your other question was, are there other companies besides ours that have virtual employment? And the answer is yes. And I could give you names of some of the companies I know as a fact do virtual. One of them is a company called West. W-E-S-T. The other is a company called Sykes. I think it's S-Y-K-E-S. There's another company called Teletech, T-E-L-E-T-E-C-H. And another one called Alpine Access. So those are just a few that come to my mind.
Great. Thanks, Mary. I think we're running out of time. So at this point, if you have additional questions, I'm going to give time now for Steve, Christine, and I to give out our information. You can send your questions to us, and we will get the answers for you from either Sally, Mary, or Jennifer. For those of you interested in additional information or other places that do hire, there is a website called ratracerebellion.com. ratracerebellion.com, and they are a wealth of information about all types of home-based employment, and they have daily listings of all that have been vetted of all the web-based employment opportunities out there. So that is another website you can look at. My contact information, for those of you in the New York City, Southern New York area, is Barbara McKeon, and that's B-M-C-K-E-O-N at msnyc.org, 212-453-3218.
Steve? Sure. my contact information is Steve. Dot Nissen. It's N as in Nancy, I S S E N at nmss.org, And telephone number is 202-296-5363.
Christina? Christina?
My contact information is Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A dot Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R, at nmss.org, and the number is 215-271-1500.
Great, thank you. We are going to ask you to hold now. In a moment, we're going to be doing just a quick five-question survey. We really appreciate your feedback on this. And I just want to thank our speakers for this evening. They've given up their time and their very busy schedules and their evening to speak with all of you and share with you their knowledge. And we hope that even though it was brief, that it was helpful. We do want you to know that we hear you. We had 470 people register for this program this evening. We know that this is an important topic and that you do want more information about that, and we're working to get more and more information on home-based employment out to you. Again, please contact us, any of us, for additional information. That's our role. We're there to help you with this. Anything you didn't get, you didn't understand, again, this is being recorded, and it will be available to you. I know it's going to be on the New York City, Southern New York chapter website. Steve, are you going to be having it on the National Capital website as well?
Oh, yes, definitely.
What about you, Christina?
Yes, it'll be there.
Okay, so you can go to any of our websites, and you'll be able to see that probably sometime by the end of the week. And I, at that point, I want to say good night and thanks again to everyone. And please hold for the survey. Alma?
Ladies and gentlemen, this begins our polling session. Our first question, are you currently working? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Again, are you currently working? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Poll for this question is now closed. Please hold while we prepare our next question. Second question. How would you rate the speakers? Press 1 for excellent, 2 for good, 3 for fair, 4 for poor. Again, how would you rate the speakers? Press 1 for excellent, 2 for good, 3 for fair, and 4 for poor. The poll for this question is now closed. Please hold while we prepare our next question. How would you rate the content of the program? Press 1 for excellent, 2 for good, 3 for fair, 4 for poor. How would you rate the content of the program? Press 1 for excellent, 2 for good, 3 for fair, 4 for poor. The poll for this question is now closed. Please hold while we prepare our next question. As a result of this teleconference, I have a better idea of what employers expect from a home-based employee. Press 1 for agree. Press 2 for agree somewhat. Press 3 for disagree. Again, as a result of this teleconference, I have a better idea of what employers expect from a home-based employee. Press 1 for agree. Press 2 for agree somewhat. Press 3 for disagree. The poll is now closed for this question. Please hold while we prepare our final question. Final question. As a result of this teleconference, I learned helpful information about writing my resume. Press 1 for agree, 2 for agree somewhat, 3 for disagree. Again, as a result of this teleconference, I learned helpful information about writing my resume. Press 1 for agree, 2 for agree somewhat, 3 for disagree. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in our polling session. Our polling session has now concluded. You may all disconnect.